Hello, this is Marie-Claude Larouche from the University of Quebec at Trois-Rivières. I am co-organizing with Professor Félix Bouvier and other Quebec colleagues the sixth conference of the International Research Association for History and Social Sciences Education, which will be held bimodally in September on the themes of tensions between minorities and majorities in different national contexts. Yeah, today we're welcoming Denise Bentrovato, who is a senior researcher and extraordinary lecturer in history education at the University of Pretoria in South Africa, and also co-director of the African Association for History Education. She's also the president of our association, IRASHI. So, welcome, Denise. It's a pleasure having you for this podcast. I will ask you two questions. What will you be presenting at the next IRASHI conference in Trois-Rivières? And what are the current national and international issues that inspire you to pursue your own research? So welcome, Denise.
Good afternoon, Marie-Claude, and thanks kindly for the opportunity. So at the core of my address will be a reflection on the national question, the question of who is the nation and who has the authority and right to speak for it, an authority that around the world has been claimed and contested by different and opposing actors and groupings, often through assertions of claims about history, and this with important repercussions for the highly contested terrain of national education. And as an Africanist historian and history didactician, as well as a peace and conflict scholar, I've been fascinated with this question as it played out across a continent which can be seen as a relatively neglected laboratory for theory building in the field of education in the context of what can be largely considered as nations in the making. Indeed, Africa includes some of the youngest, most artificial and most diverse countries in the world, many of which experience violent conflict, and violent conflicts whose potency, and this is highly significant, has often resulted from the framing in terms of identity and belonging. So in my address, I will focus as part of a broader interrogation of national projects and their contestation across Africa on dissecting the complex and at times ambiguous and contradictory role that school history has played in conflict-ridden and often violent processes of nation building. Across Africa and beyond, of course, such processes we've noticed of forging nationhood out of disparate groupings, ethnic, racial, cultural, linguistic, religious, have indeed often entailed the imposition or particular identities, histories, memories, symbols, worldviews, notably at the expense of less powerful minority and minoritized groups, and in fact, much at the expense of a purported national unity and social cohesion and ultimately peace. So to better understand such processes and their dynamics and outcomes, in my address, I will reflect on constructions and reconstructions and contestations around nationhood, belonging, and citizenship, and on inherent discursive mechanisms of inclusion and exclusion, notably defined internal others, as they've been mediated by school histories in a number of African countries, particularly since the turbulent post-1990 era of political democratization, very much a turning point, which, as Crawford Young poignantly highlighted, dramatically raised the stakes of citizenship. So what I'm particularly interested in is the distinct role that history education, often in conjunction with citizenship education, has played either as a facilitating factor or as a response to a phenomenon of a rise of nativism and even xenophobia and even genocide in certain cases, and what scholars have called insurrection of nationalism in Africa. And this to refer to the rise of particularly exclusionary forms of nationalism that we have unfortunately seen across this continent as well, with horrendous consequences. So ultimately, I hope to offer through my contribution some sense of the discourses and debates around the national question and education in multicultural society, specifically across Africa, and of different approaches and outcomes of educational policies and practices, notably vis-a-vis majorities and minorities dynamics and tensions. So my contention is that by considering oft marginalized African experiences in this field, especially from a comparative perspective, we may be able to refine theory and models that may help us better understand such a phenomenon from a wider and more inclusive perspective, particularly at a time when the world is being faced with a global rise of nationalist rhetoric, as well as with more and more vocal demands for representation and justice by minority and minoritized groups at local and global levels, an issue that really demands our attention. So I hope many will join the conversation and the enriching exchanges that will no doubt take place at this timely and much awaited conference in Trois-Rivières.
Yes, thank you very much, Denise.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Justine Bouvier from Université of Québec in Montreal, your host, Marie-Claude Larouche. I invite you to listen to our next interviews with guest speakers at our next conference in Trois-Rivières. Thanks for listening.